Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, it's time for round one of Beat the Bank. We play twice a day. We'll play again an hour from now. If your name's not called, don't worry. There's still a shot. And even if we do call out three names, right, if they don't call back within 10 minutes, we're going to open it up for everyone.
Anybody can win.
Yeah, anybody can win then. All right, here are your three names for this hour. Your three names are Yadira Mendiaz, Jennifer Gray, Vincent Mail. Vincent Mail, Jennifer Gray, Yadira Mendiaz. You have 10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And your 10 minutes start now. Again, like we said, if nobody calls back within 10 minutes, open it up for everybody. And if we didn't call your name this hour, you have another shot an hour from now. And if you want to take part in this, go to KidNation.com and sign up for Beat the Bank. And we'll play with you. So yesterday, after the show, I was walking in the, you know, the office. I was walking around.
Yeah.
And we used to have a room that we called the man room.
Uh-huh.
We called it the man room because when you walked in there, there was all sorts of gas being passed. There's a bunch of dudes talking about dude stuff, sports, TV shows, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So little by little, the man room has now become the woman room. And it's all girls
all
in there.
All chicks now.
It's all girls. All girls. Yeah.
Got Lacey.
Lacey.
Got,
Anna.
Anna and Amy.
And Amy.
I'm really surprised they keep it as dark. I thought that was just a man thing because the room is always so dark.
Yeah, they kept that.
It makes me sleepy just to go in there. So I don't know how people function
like
that.
Dark.
I thought the girls would have brightened it up.
Right.
Maybe brought in some candles and potpourri.
They got it smelling good.
It does smell better in there.
Yeah.
It's just tradition.
Just, maybe it's just the lack of guys. Yeah.
Maybe. It smells like good food or delicious candle.
Mm-hmm.
But so yesterday I was walking by and I noticed that Trey was in the girl room,
gosh,
in the woman room.
Take a second and be like, how great is that? It went from the man room to all women.
Empowerment.
Empower.
In our production room. How great is
That's my girls right there. And I noticed that Trey was in there with all the girls, but they were sitting in a circle holding hands.
What?
Yes.
That's weird.
So I had to check out what's going on because there's Trey with three girls holding hands.
Okay, what was up with that?
So I walked in there. And Trey, what were you guys doing?
It was a feeling circle.
Oh, what?
Well, I'm trying to be nicer and like be more friendly with people. So I was in there just hanging out, and they're trying to make me uncomfortable. So they're like, let's do a feeling circle. So I obliged and sat there and just invited JC to join in with the awkwardness.
So instead of doing dirty jokes now in that room.
That you talk about your feelings?
Yeah, you talk about what's going on in your head. So yesterday, if Kelly would have walked in, she could have brought up the... My boyfriend's finding out that I'm way too competitive. I'm not a good sport.
Okay.
And it's kind of getting at me. And then you let all those bad things that you're feeling out, or the good things, in your trust circle.
And this is something they do often?
I think so.
It was the first time I was a part of it.
But I guess the three girls do it.
What kind of things were being discussed?
It was just the simple, I'm a little tired today.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm feeling good about myself. Things like that.
And then are you supposed to respond with words of encouragement?
Yeah,
or?
Sure, of course. I responded with, I'm boiling over with rage that I have to be a part of this right now.
Okay.
That's a feeling.
Well, why'd you go in there if you don't like what they're doing?
Because it's interesting.
I got in there just before they started their feeling circle.
But then you leave.
I couldn't get out.
This is good, though, because you have a great relationship right now, right?
Correct.
Great girlfriend, so this is good.
Sure.
Yeah, this is new Trey. He's got feelings and stuff?
You do?
Not really, no.
Well, a little
That's
bit.
That's such a lie.
No feelings.
That's such a lie.
There are no feelings.
Mm-mm.
Suppress them.
You wouldn't be in love with a girl if you didn't have feelings. How long have you been dating? So,
2 months.
Are you in love yet?
I didn't say that.
See, I don't think he's in
You haven't
love.
Said it yet?
Well, it's been 2 months.
Have you said the love word? Have you said the L word?
Yes.
Sometimes it pops out.
Wow.
Like, oh, man, I didn't mean to say that yet.
Two months? We had been drinking a little bit, and I think...
Yeah.
I love you.
Why
did you have to devalue it as soon as you tell us you said it?
Now because he wants to be a man.
I'm sure that my phone's about to blow up. I don't know that there was any need to get into that conversation at all to try to ruin a relationship.
This is what happens when
always.
You want to talk on the radio. We're going to ask
It's not going to ruin it?
At what point did I ask to be a part of the feeling circle conversation?
Well, you were the reason I walked in there.
What did you talk about, JC?
I was just talking.
What did you talk about, JC?
I was telling him that I was feeling really good about my life right now.
What else?
And that my wife wants a third baby and that I'm struggling with telling her that I don't know if I feel the same way.
Heavy.
It is. But it felt good to get it out.
That is heavy.
Yeah.
It's real heavy.
Are you going to have a third baby?
That's the talk we're having it a lot lately because a couple of her friends have new babies. And so, of course, when my wife sees a new baby, she wants one.
New baby smell, yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Claudia just had her baby. Nick, our associate producer, just had a baby. So she keeps seeing all these people with pictures online, and she wants a baby.
Have you added up the cost from the other two babies to show how expensive it is?
I keep telling her, babies are expensive. And they got to stay with you for at least 18 years. And we just got our new house.
All the other things you could do with the money?
Trips and stuff. Yeah.
So when you have the feeling circle, I'm getting back to that a little bit. Are there resolutions, or are you just
You just express your feelings.
Vomiting your feelings.
Yeah, you vomit your feelings.
And then you go back to work?
And then you go back to work.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about that.
What was wrong with that?
I don't think I want to do that.
What do you want
to... It reminds me of the circle at Valdotti's when we had to sing...
At Valdotti's dance studio?
Greatest Love of All to that girl who was leaving for a modeling gig in New York. It was just awkward and uncomfortable. I don't like that.
You have any feelings you want to spew out there?
No.
You want to do the feeling circle right now?
I think I purge enough just, when I talk in general. But sitting around holding hands in a circle with people, that kind of oogs me out a little bit.
That was nice. There was candle lit in there. It was dark.
And now it's turning into a seance. Do they do light as a feather, stiff as a board at
some
point?
No.
Does it bring you closer together with your cohort? Is that one of the goals? Or is it just to get in everybody's business?
Exactly.
Ooh. What?
I didn't look at it this way. I thought it was just a positive building.
Well, I mean, that may be the initial intent, but it
seems
like...
Then you start learning some good stuff.
Yeah, you do get the good gossip.
Is there a confidentiality agreement within the people in... Obviously not, because we're talking about
it. What happens in the feeling group stays in the feeling group.
What was said at the very end, JC?
What's that?
What was said at the very end?
What happens in the circle stays in the circle.
Exactly, Kelly. And you know who went to a national radio show and started talking about it?
JC.
Well, I talked about it, but I didn't talk about what you guys talked about.
He didn't reveal what was said.
You guys asked me what I talked about, and I opened up and I told you what I talked about.
What did Amy talk about?
That makes you a great radio personality.
I'm not
going to
tell you
what Lacey talked
about. I'm not going to tell you what Lacey talked about.
She talked about her husband.
Transformed to estrogen castle, feeling circle, pasties and tassels. Beat the pain.
You added pasties and tassels to.
Yeah, it's weird you were wearing them, JC.
I know. I thought
you
were.
You have to put on to go in that. Really.
That was my feeling circle. That's what I've been talking about. Pasties and tassels.
I came dressed up. All right, let's meet our contestant.
Come on.
Yadida, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, my God. I'm doing really good. Thank you.
Yadida. Oh, you missed me.
Yeah.
Yadida. That's a pretty name.
Yadida.
Thank
Yadida.
You.
Yadida.
Are you Mexican? Are you Colombian? Are you something else?
I am Mexican.
Mexican.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mexican.
What I'm talking
Do
about
you
right
speak
there.
Español?
Sí.
Sí, sí habla español. Well,
JC will explain to you in Español how the game is played.
Ah, sí. Put him on the you spot.
Oye, vas a estar ahí con un señor. En el Kid Craddock Morning Show Bank Vault, ¿ok? Y te va a mandar un chorro de dinero. Tú te tienes que quedar adentro, no sé, lo que tú quieras. O sea, si él te va a dar dinero, va a subir lo que puedes ganar si te quedas más tiempo en la vault, ¿ok? Tú solo tienes que decir alto.
Sí,
we'll also accept stop. Y cuando digas eso es lo que vas a ganar tú, ¿ok? Puedes ganar $1,000. Y aunque diga $1,000 el señor, todavía tienes que decir alto, ¿ok?
Ok, ojalá que gano.
Ah, yo también. Yo quiero que gane.
Nada.
I feel like one of those things he says all of that, and then it's translated into one sentence, you know? Like when you're watching, you're like, I think he said more than that.
No, it was about the same thing. It was just difficult to switch that
Put you
over.
On spot, yep.
Thanks, Al.
Yep.
But basically, I told her she can say stop when she thinks it's gone as high as it's going to go. That's how it works, even if she wins $1,000.
Yeah.
How are you feeling, Al?
Muy bien.
Oh, okay.
Muy bien.
That's my Spanish for the day. Yes.
All right.
But it's just a feeling.
Yes.
It is he just doesn't know.
I am feeling-o muy bien-o.
No.
Okay.
Very offensive-o.
Let's play Beto de Banco.
No, that's not how you say it, Al.
You whipped out that Mexican thing again.
You did it all wrong. All right, Yadida, let's win some money. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
220. 340. 460. 490. 520. 600. 620. 1,000.
Stop.
Wow.
That's
a heck of a jump. That was a heck of a jump there. 600 to 1,000.
You just won $1,000.
Oh my gosh.
What are you going to do with it?
Blow it on something. I don't know what.
I love
Feliz Navidad.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm just going to blow it.
I have very limited Spanish at my
You said Merry Christmas.
Disposal.
That's fine.
Make it drizzle.
Yeah. What are you? Are you going to work right now, Yadida?
I'm actually getting ready to go to work.
You're getting ready to go to work. I say you take the day off and just go to the mall today.
I think I will.
Okay. Oh, how
what
nice.
Do you, what do you do for work?
I work at a financial institution. I'm a loan officer.
Oh.
Cool. Coming to see you.
So you're going to go see her, Al?
Heck yeah.
For what?
Some money. She just got $1,000.
Well, congratulations, Yadida. Hold on for us. You have a good day at work today. Enjoy your $1,000.
Yay.
Dang.
Fine. Love it. Starting our Thursday off like that. That's awesome.
She was holding off strong. We'll play again in less than an hour. We'll call out three more names. And coming up next, it's time for movie time with Gray Drake. Two big movies coming out this weekend. Girl on a Train, which is from a book. I think Jenna's you read the book.
I did.
Part-time okay. Justin went to the movie. And the other one's Birth of a Nation. Everybody's been talking about that one for months. Good. They're finally coming to theaters. Should you go watch them?
That time of year.
Gray Drake will let us know next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You guys, we have two movies coming out this weekend.
Okay.
One of them is a big thriller. I'm actually excited about it because there was a book about it, but I don't want to read the book. I want to watch the movie.
Why? Do the opposite.
I know. I'm really into reading right now, but I'd rather watch the movie for some reason.
Yeah, it's a lot quicker, I'll tell you
it's
that.
It's a lot quicker, right, Al?
Yeah, quicker.
Knock it out real quick.
Yep.
And then there's another one. I'm not sure what the other one's about, but the other one's Birth of a Nation. So.
What? You've heard of this because the guy's all over the news for some past transgressions.
Oh, that's that movie.
Yeah.
Well, we have Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com to talk about these movies and see if we should actually spend money to go watch them. Hi, Gray.
Well, hello, Mr. Literacy 2016.
How are you?
I'm doing really good. That movie you were talking about that was a very popular book is The Girl on the Train.
Now, Gray, I read the book. Didn't really like it.
Really?
I didn't.
Why? Now, you were in the minority. Now, why did you not like it?
Because it just reminded me so much of Gone Girl, and I know that drives this particular author crazy, but I just, an unlikable female character, and I didn't like it.
Yeah, and it's very interesting that Emily Blunt would choose to play her, because she is a tough character. Rachel is an alcoholic, and that's the center of the conflict of this story, because she has lost her job, she rides the train every day, and she sees this woman from the train, and she kind of creates this fake life for this woman, and then that woman disappears, and the cops tell Rachel that she might have had something to do with it, but she is suffering from an illness and blacks out because she's drunk all the time.
An illness.
So,
she's an alcoholic.
What? That's an illness.
I know, yeah. She's a mess.
Yeah.
She is a total mess, and so the book, I disagree with you, Jenna. I really enjoyed the book. I thought it was really a page-turner, but none of that made it to this movie.
Oh.
It is so strange what they did to this movie. It was directed by Tate Taylor, who did The Help and Get On Up, and I think he's such a great director. But there is no tension in this movie at all whatsoever. So in order to enjoy The Girl on the Train, which has a great performance by Emily Blunt, you have to adjust your expectations. Don't go into it expecting a page-turner murder mystery. Watch it like you are seeing a portrait of a person who is falling to pieces in front of your eyes, because it's really more about the people and about their interactions. And I personally wasn't that interested in it.
Yeah, I've heard it's not that great. So, but it'd be better for people who haven't read the book, maybe, right? Lower expectations?
Absolutely true. If you read it, like,
me.
There you go. Everybody in that room except for Jenna, you guys would probably like the movie a lot more than I did. So, again, great performance. Emily Blunt, she really hits it out of the park. But I'm not surprised that it's currently rotten. About 57%.
Ooh.
Now, isn't this the time of year when the Academy Award movies start coming out?
In fact, it is. It's the first weekend of October where movies like they take a chance on movies like Argo and Gravity that end up kind of barreling through the next 3 months and get a ton of awards.
Okay, but this is this one's rotten. All right,
yeah. But that's the case with the other movie we're going to talk about, right?
Yeah, correct. Birth of a Nation is definitely going to be one that people are talking about, hopefully for the right reasons. Back at Sundance in January of this year, Birth of a Nation screened, and everybody went bananas. So in my social media accounts, I follow a lot of journalists and filmmakers, etc. Everybody was talking about how incredible this movie is, and it's directed and co-written by Nate Parker. And this is where it gets confusing, because Nate Parker is telling the story of Nat Turner.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Who's that?
I get their names confused all the time. But Nat Turner was a real-life person. He was a literate slave and a preacher.
Sorry. Oh.
And his owner, he said, you know what, Nat, you need to preach to the slaves. They're really restless. And what Nat chose to do is instead rally them together and create a really huge uprising that was really important in our nation's history. Hmm. So the story hasn't been told a lot. And Nate Parker, he did it. And the people that have seen the film say, generally, he did a fantastic job. But the people that don't like it, they say that it definitely feels like a first feature film. Because this, believe it or not, Nate Parker took on a huge topic for his first film, which is really bold. Now, he's been acting for quite a while, but so the movie kind of feels a little bit simplistic in points where it should have been more complex.
I watched a 60 Minutes interview this past weekend because, you know, he's at the center of all this controversy because he was accused of raping a female student when he was in college with another friend, right? And he was exonerated. He didn't get in trouble for it, but it's, like, come back to haunt him.
She's
yeah,
the
of
one
course.
That ended up killing herself recently,
she did
right?
a few yeah. years ago. But he's been working on this movie for, like, 8 years, and I think he grew up in the town where this guy who he's playing was from. He's like, I never learned about it in school. But yeah, Gray, that's what they said. Like, it was, you didn't have a huge budget to work with, and he's making this slavery film.
Right. I mean, and it's a period piece, which are very expensive to do because you have to make sure your costumes and your sets are perfect. And then you have to make sure that you get the script right. So working 8 years on the movie, that's pretty normal for everyone that makes a film, except this is his first one, and it was a huge topic. So what you can expect is that you will keep hearing about this film regardless of for what reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely going to be a contender one way or the other. It sold at Sundance for a record-breaking $17 million.
Wow.
Oh. Whoa.
The slaves or the movie?
Yeah.
So what's it doing on the meter?
Well, it is currently super-duper fresh. It is 80%.
All right, Gray Drake. If you want to be like Gray, go catch Birth of a Nation. And Girl on a Train, a little bit of a miss, according to the critics on RottenTomatoes.com.
Boo.
Boo. Boo them. Not the critics, but
not
miss.
You. We never boo you,
yes,
Gray.
Yes, we wouldn't boo you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I probably deserve a little bit of that.
We hear you're traveling. Where are you headed?
I'm headed to New York City.
All right.
Who are you interviewing?
I actually have to go to the New York Comic Con where we have a panel.
She has to.
I have to go. And then, but I'll also be talking to Mila Jovovich while I'm there.
Oh, whoa. She's always fun. She's got the most hearty laugh.
Make her laugh,
oh,
Gray.
Man. I can't wait to talk to her because we have a lot to discuss. Like, she's the only movie character that I know who can, like, successfully fight zombies while wearing a napkin in the Resident Evil movie.
Yeah, she is great in those.
Start off at least one sentence with the phrase, so supermodel to supermodel.
That's a good one.
That is good.
I love love it. Done deal.
All right, Gray. Well, you have fun out in New York, okay?
Thanks, you guys. Have a good one.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye, Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. And it's time for your first world problems, Kid Nation. Give us a call, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
What are first world problems, Jenna?
You know, those things we really shouldn't complain about.
Mm-hmm. Like
we have five coffee pots. We spent three breaks of the show yesterday complaining about it.
Jenna.
Meanwhile, people are running away from a hurricane, and we're complaining about a coffee pot, you guys.
Well, the handle broke.
What happened to the island coconut flavor, by the way? That was my favorite.
See, I'm telling you, these are real problems.
Jordan. Oh, I mean, man. Justin. Justin's the one that's ordering that.
Yeah, problems. We'll take yours next. I know. I'll play it.
Shame.
For us.
We're
shameful. First world problems next.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
I got a first world problem.
All right, Kid Nation. It's time for your first world problems. I know you feel bad complaining because there are worse things going on in the world.
Yeah.
But we want to let you get that off your chest so that you can go about your day and not have to worry about it anymore. This is the time to do it. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
A couple text first world problems here. We had to buy my husband a second car when we had a baby because his Corvette doesn't have a back seat. Hashtag first world problem.
Heaven forbid get rid of the Corvette. Can't do that, Kelly.
No.
I had a fight with my fiance while I was in the shower, so I sat in the shower for an hour trying to run out the hot water, so he had to shower in cold water. But I had to give up because our hot water heater works so dang well. Hashtag first world problem. That's from Brittany in Georgia.
I have one.
Go ahead, Jenna.
I met my dog's best friend yesterday.
Yeah. Mm.
They would not pose for a photo for me.
Oh. Little uppity pugs?
Yeah. It's another black pug. They look just alike, and they would not pose for me.
Mm.
Smug pug.
I could not get a photo of my dog's best friend.
Man.
Look at that. You rescue Wheezy from the shelter.
Gosh, she's already so disrespectful.
She's already so disrespectful.
You forget where you came from.
Yeah.
Just tell her to send her back.
Yeah,
see,
right?
That help.
All right, let's go to the phones here. Shelby, how you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm good. Good morning, y'all.
Hey, good morning. We want to hear about your first world problem.
All right. So every morning on my way to work, my drive is straight into the sun. And I use my sun visor, but I'm only 5 foot. So it never works for me. Mm-hmm. But I can lift my seat up high enough. But when I do, the rest of my drive has my knees in the dash the whole 35 miles.
First world problem.
Yeah,
Hashtag first world problem.
Right.
Yes.
Well, thank you for listening to us on your way to work.
Thank you, Shelby.
And the blinding sun.
Blinding sun.
That dang sun. Well, I guess we need it, though.
Yeah, I kind of do need that
we
sun.
We do need the sun.
Yeah.
Hey, Courtney.
Hey, oh my gosh. I'm so excited to be on the radio.
Yay. Oh, you're on the radio. How are you?
So, are y'all ready for my first one?
We are ready.
We are so ready.
Okay. So, my husband and I are going to the movies. And halfway there, he realized he only had his sunglasses that are prescribed, and he forgot his like regular glasses that are prescribed, so we didn't get to go to the movie because he only had his sunglasses that are prescribed. Hashtag first world problem.
He didn't want to be that guy in the movie theater with the sunglasses on.
Did you see the movie, though?
Yeah, he's like, I can't see without my glasses, so he's only had his sunglasses on.
You can't see in the dark wearing sunglasses. There's no way to see, right?
I got you.
High maintenance guy. Right? Two glasses.
How dare he want to see?
Two glasses.
The movie.
Yeah. He should be thinking about you. Hey, Daniel.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. What's going on in your world?
Man, I got a doozy. So I just got paid today, and I had my heart set on this 65 beautiful OLED TV, and I didn't get paid enough, so now I have to downsize to a 50-inch LED TV.
Oh! Not the 50-inch.
Oh, man.
No. And those OLEDs, man, they're beautiful.
Yeah. Why don't you just wait and save?
Because we're guys.
You have to have it now.
We got to have it now.
Yeah.
What's an OLED?
It's better resolution.
Yeah.
You get your darker.
Oh.
Shout out.
Your dark's darker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know they have like a UHD, like ultra high def. Now they have a SUHD, super ultra.
And then they also have the 4K resolution.
4K, yeah, you can't even hardly
buy
it.
So much stuff going on right now. Well, Daniel, congratulations on the new TV. I'm sorry you couldn't get the 65er, though.
Right.
That sucks.
A few inches doesn't matter, dog.
Oh, it does. Hey, Ken.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well, man. What's your first world problem?
So, I'm going out of town this weekend, and I can't decide on which vehicle to take.
Okay, what are your options?
So, my options are my SUV, or I could take my Charger, or I could take my Corvette, or I could take my bike.
Oh, hey. My goodness.
Where are you going? Where are you going? How far?
I'm going about, it's gonna be about 400 miles.
Ooh. Okay, so the bike is out. That's too far on a bike. All right.
And the SUV, man, the gas.
Is it just you? Or are you taking the family or what?
I got to take the family. I got to take the wife and my girls. And
well, the bike is definitely out.
How are you going to do that?
Nobody even threw that out there.
Yeah, it looks like you're going to have to take the SUV.
Yeah.
SUV, dude.
The Corvette ain't going
to work.
I think we made it.
Seems like you always have to drive the SUV.
That's so funny. Should I take my Corvette? Yeah, wife.
I'd rather take the bike. So I'm going to leave the kids.
Maybe the first world problem is he has to take the family.
Oh, man.
He wants to take the bike.
Funny.
Uh-oh. Not a breakfast burrito problem. Brian, what's going on with your breakfast?
Good right now.
It does.
I'm starving.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's
going on? Good morning.
Hey, bud.
Go ahead.
So this morning on my way to work, I purchased 3 breakfast tacos, but I was only given 2 packets of hot sauce.
Mm-mm.
No!
Hashtag first world problem.
That is a serious problem.
I can't believe they expect you to use just 1 packet per taco in the first place.
That is just
awful.
You
need 2 per.
Yeah.
Yes.
Supply and demand.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I hate getting home and or wherever I'm going and the order's not right.
I know.
Oh, that's
everybody hates that. Man.
That is the worst.
Yeah.
But that's not even the order's wrong. They just don't give you enough packets sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, sweetheart.
Are you going to make it?
I'm going to make it. I am.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
It's not any fun.
Are you even going to eat the extra burrito now?
No, it's going to make it to the work donation table.
Yeah.
Oh.
You got one of those, too? We got one of those.
Yeah.
I wish you worked here.
Okay. Yeah.
Our work donation table's not nearly that cool.
Right. Have a great day, man. I'm sorry.
Does everybody have a work donation table?
I don't know.
I thought we were the only ones that did that.
I guess not.
The extra stuff that comes in that you don't want, we put on that table, and then somebody will take it.
For grabs, yeah.
Yeah.
Ariana.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm outside the studio, and I want a picture. Hashtag first world.
I didn't even see you out there, baby. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Hi.
Ariana.
I didn't even see you out there. I'm sorry. It's so dark.
I'm surprised you're even getting reception out here.
That's so funny. Yeah,
all right.
We'll be out.
Commercial break. You got it.
I'm going to go get it right now.
Yeah, you're going to go ahead and get it.
Bring you in.
Well, she wants Jenna and Kelly.
Well, he's going to bring her in.
Oh, you're bringing her in? Okay.
Wait. Oh, now he...
Stay on the phone just in case Al tries to take you somewhere.
Nope. It's gone. She hung up. Oh, she's running in.
She's running in.
Here she comes.
We're going to get rid of this first world problem right now. Meanwhile, we'll take another one.
Oh, there she is. Hi, sweetheart.
Hey, Ariana.
Come here. Oh,
I'm so
hi.
Sorry.
She's on my lap. Here we go. Hi, Ariana?
Yes.
You a big fan of the show?
Yes.
You're not in school today?
No, I do fall break. I have fall break.
Oh, you have fall break already?
Hi. We had that other teacher in here the other day. It was on fall break.
Oh,
yeah.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, you're not Ariana Grande. You're Ariana Chiquita. Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
Who do you want a picture with the most?
I don't know. All of y'all.
Oh, good answer.
Very
good.
Diplomatic
good answer.
We can make that happen.
That'll
all right.
take you far in life, that diplomacy stuff.
Yeah.
Can't believe you got through on the phones, huh?
Yeah.
That just goes
weird.
To show how easy it is.
Like, it was like one on here and then one on here. So, yeah, it sounded weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little bit of a delay.
You're a radio professional now.
Yeah. Look at you. We're going to take one more call, okay? Ariana, you say, hey, Jalen, what's going on? What's your first world problem? Ready? Okay, say it.
Hey, Jalen, what's your first world problem?
Nice.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up, Jalen?
The home button on my iPhone is broken, so I'll probably have to buy the iPhone 7, which I really don't want. So, hashtag first world problem.
Right.
Dang, Jalen.
Isn't that funny how it breaks right when the new one comes out?
Yes.
I swear, yes. Apple.
I think they send something out.
Apple sends some malware to your phone.
I know they do.
Some secret signal.
My phone just keeps doing, like, it plays noises all of a sudden, all the time.
Really?
Yeah, Jalen, that's a conspiracy.
Conspiracy.
We feel you on that. You did awesome, Ariana. That was pretty good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I know you're going to take my job, huh?
Do you want to tease our next thing? Because we got something cool coming up, Ariana.
You know
Beat the Bank?
Means?
Yes, I always listen to it in the morning.
Do you know how Beat the Bank works?
Yes.
So what are we going to do? Call out three names, right?
Uh-huh. And the first caller to call in 10 minutes will get to play.
Wow. Wow, Ariana.
Oh, my gosh.
Ariana, I have another question here. If I wanted to play Beat the Bank, where do I go to sign up?
KidCraddick.com.
Oh, that's close.
Close. Kid Nation.
KidNation.com.
That's right.
There you go.
We used to have KidCraddick.com, but we switched to Kid Nation, so you have the old school. That's very well done.
Will you be so kind as to do the rap when we come back?
You want to do Beat the Bank rap? All right. So when we come back, we're going to announce three more names. If you signed up at KidNation.com, it's not too late. Go do it right now. We'll announce those three names. First one in gets to play and a rap from Ariana.
Yay!
Yes. Next.
It's the Kid Craddick Morning Show.
So we had a $1,000 winner an hour ago.
Yep.
Yadira won $1,000, stayed in the vault as long as she could, and got it all. And now we want to do it all over again. We have three names. First one in gets to play. Big Al, since you're not going to be doing the rap because Ariana's going to be doing it, will you please announce the names?
Sure. Teresa Torres, Kathleen McCowan, Mary Garcia. Mary Garcia, Kathleen McCowan, Teresa Torres. You have 10 minutes to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And should none of them call us back, none, we're going to open it up for anybody.
Boom.
All right.
So there's still a chance, Big Al Mac.
Yep.
And if you want to take part in this again, sign up at KidNation.com. You only have to do it once. Don't have to worry about it afterwards. Even if we call your name and you forget to call in or you weren't listening, we'll throw you back in the pool.
Boom.
It's a good day today. Making his way back to the show after becoming a father is Nick Adams.
Hello.
Hey, Nick.
Did y'all miss me or what?
We did.
We did.
Well, I'm back.
You're on maternity leave.
That's right, 2 weeks of paternity leave, which was pretty awesome. Thanks, George, for the 2 weeks. And I brought you guys bubblegum cigars. Here you go, guys.
Cool.
Oh, I love those.
I have several, here you go. Yeah, it's a boy cigar.
Thanks, Nick.
Are they blueberry flavor?
I haven't really looked at it. I know they're blue.
Because you had a boy.
Thanks, buddy.
Now, take us through that day.
Man, it was really crazy.
Yeah.
At the same time, it was very calm, which was really shocking and surprising to me.
Because you guys went in early, right?
Correct. He came 13 days early.
Okay.
So luckily we already had our bags packed and stuff like that. So at around midnight, my wife thought her water broke. And what I learned through going to classes and stuff, it's not like in the movies when a lot of women, when the water breaks, it's not like a giant water balloon bust.
On the floor.
Yeah. And there's not gallons. Yeah, it's just a little something. So she went to the restroom and she just kind of had to keep going to a lot more than normal in the
it's
middle of the night.
Different for everybody.
Sure.
Did you go and get boiled water and get sheets and all that stuff?
No. And for a lot of women, their water doesn't even break. So we didn't know if that would even happen with her or what. And so then around 2 is when she tapped me and said, I think my water broke. I said, okay. So we called the doctor. Doctor said, hey, come up to the hospital. We'll check you out. And she wasn't really having contractions at that point. So we still just weren't sure. You know, we didn't know if this was a false thing. We didn't know. So
you both are very calm.
We both are very calm.
Okay.
The doctor was very calm.
It's 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah, it's 2 or 3 in the morning. And so since she wasn't really having contractions and I thought, we both thought we may be going back to work. We got ready. We took showers. I shaved. We had time. Like, we didn't rush there. Yeah. But, hey, she did her hair. She washed and did her hair. Cool.
Okay.
And that explains the after photo.
Right. And so, anyways, we get to the hospital. We still haven't told our parents yet. We didn't want to call and wake them up. They live 30, 45 minutes away.
They knew she was pregnant, though, right?
Correct.
But if it's a false alarm, you don't have to get up and go all the way home.
Yeah, and
she's pregnant?
getting a call as a parent at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
It's scary.
It's scary. So we didn't want to do any of that. And so we get there, and they said, yep, your water broke. You're going to have a baby today. And I was like, okay, all right. And luckily, we loaded everything up in the car. I didn't have to go back home to get all of our stuff. And so at about 4:30-ish, she still wasn't really having a lot of contractions, so they gave her some medicine to kind of speed that up.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, this is in the morning. 4:30 in the morning.
Okay.
They gave her medicine to dilate or whatever?
To speed up contractions, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Some long word to help speed things up. Because you want to have the baby that day.
Well, you know, you don't want to be at work at 5.
Exactly.
So,
Well, and the water's already getting out of there.
And So that was around 4:30-ish, and the nurses and doctors, they all kept saying, hunker down, this is going to be a long day. You'll probably have the baby 1, 2, 3 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. That long?
Yeah. So we said, okay, so I pulled the bed out, the cot in the room. I'm ready to go to camp out. At around 6 in the morning is when her contractions really started picking up. This medicine was really kicking in, and it was really hurting her.
Was she doing the...
You know, she was just breathing very deeply. You know, she was just really concentrating in. She didn't want me to touch her. She didn't want anyone... She just wanted to hang on to the hospital bed and bear it. You know, she didn't want...
She's screaming at you?
You did it!
Yeah.
You did it!
We have this chart of different positions you can, like, lay in so that it takes pain off her back and all that. She didn't want to do any of that. She just wanted to sit there and breathe. And so then around 6, she said, let's get that epidural. Let's do it.
Isn't it scary when they get in there? Well, the needle is huge.
Luckily, they made me leave during that.
You don't need to see that.
Yeah, Daddy doesn't need to see that. And so that's when I decided to call the parents. I said, hey, this is the deal. And I called her mom first. And it went straight to voicemail. It was 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really emotional at that point. But right when it was time for me to talk, to leave a message, I was fine. The phone was ringing. I was fine. And then it was, beep. And I was like, and I had to talk. And I kept it together. I was fine. You know, I kind of swallowed and I was good.
Okay. We actually have the message, Nick, if you want to listen to it.
Let's reenact that phone.
No. And so, and then I called my dad, and once he answered, I was gone. I was walking around the parking garage, the hospital, just sobbing. And so anyways.
Every guy has that too, by the way. It's not with the call. It happens.
You're telling your dad you're about to
die. Yeah, it's normal, you know?
And so I lost it then, but I got it back together. It was fine. And then, so that was around 6, around 8:30 in the morning, an hour and a half later, our doctor came in. Who was hilarious. He was really nice, very calm.
Well, I'm sure she wanted that right
there. Yeah, exactly. She's ready for jokes. But it broke the tension a little bit.
It helps.
And so he was just talking. He's checking a few things. And he goes, okay, you're going to have a baby in about an hour. And he just said it very nonchalantly, very just matter-of-factly.
He does it every day.
I know.
Yeah, but to them it's like our lives are changing.
Okay.
Well, you've known that they're going to change. Right.
And yeah, we had been thinking this is going to happen 10 hours from now.
Right.
But no, it's happening.
An hour.
In just a second.
Like in about an hour?
So, the few people that I've told our story to, I kind of feel bad because ours is kind of easy. And a lot of people, their experience is not easy at all.
Oh, and they love to tell you every gross detail.
Yes. Sure.
And she pushed a few times and
that was it.
Boom, there he was.
You are very blessed.
Yes. But the thing that really got me. That took me by surprise was I thought I was just going to be like hanging off by the side. I was just going to be up by her shoulder or something, not looking.
You said you didn't want to look. Didn't
want to look. And we told the doctors and stuff that, hey, Nick doesn't want to look. Cool. And so they.
No look, Nick.
I thought they were going to give me like cool off, like Dr. Scrubs and stuff. They didn't give me those. And I was kind of wanted some. I thought that'd be kind of cool.
You didn't get scrubs?
No. I hope I'm not getting anyone in trouble at the hospital or something.
They must be doing cutbacks because you had your baby the same place I had mine, and they gave Daddy scrubs.
So I thought I'd look really cool like a doctor.
They gave me the scrubs, you know, the face mask. I got the head, the hat.
They were doing budget cutbacks, man.
But that's not what threw me off. What threw me off was they're like, okay, it's time. We're going to start pushing. Okay, cool.
Cool.
They said, Dad, grab the leg.
The baby's leg?
What? Not the baby's leg. Her leg. She had an epidural. My wife's leg. She had epidural, so her legs are just
limp.
She can't move them.
Noodles.
She couldn't move them until that night. I mean, it was strong. So I held a leg up, kind of cradled it in my arm.
Oh, my God. So you looked.
I didn't. I was looking at my wife, like, let's pretend, Jenna, you're my wife right now. I was looking at my wife.
Don't look
grab
down.
Her leg. Cradled up. Grab Jenna's leg.
You can kind of see enough to know what's going on without looking. So,
commotion.
It was my baby. There wasn't a lot of commotion. Everyone was so calm, that helped so much. And even through that whole, the birth process, I was fine. And then it was when, so they take the baby on the other side of the room, weigh it real quick. And that's when the nurse was like, okay, Dad, come over here. And I was like, And that's when I started, got tried again. The longest walk ever to get across the room. It was 10 feet.
Slow-mo. Was it like slow-mo?
Yes, it felt like the longest
walk
ever.
You had that wah, 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 wah.
Seriously, there's, yes. And
did you think that your baby looked like an alien a little bit? Like,
oh, totally. Yeah, covered in this weird sludge.
Yeah.
Weird mucusy stuff. It was weird, but he was crying, and that's what you want to hear. He was crying. Uh-huh. So we named him Davis Allen Adams.
All right.
A lot of family names in there.
Okay.
And he was 6 pounds, 4 ounces. He was a little guy. He was a little guy. But they said he weighed perfect for his gestational age or whatever, some weird term.
Yeah.
And that was it. Hung out. And then they put us up in a room and stayed there for a few nights, and then we left. So.
And you took what, 2 weeks?
Yes, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
What have you learned in the last 2 weeks of being a father, Nick? Because you've been writing them down.
Yes, I'm glad you asked. I have a list of the top 6 things I've learned.
Okay.
I've been a dad for 2 weeks.
Number 6.
And so number 6, you guys told me this. JC and Kelly told me this. My parents told me this. Everyone told me this, but it really didn't hit home until you're changing the diapers. And guys, you really got to cover that weenie. I mean, you have
to. Hey.
You got to. I mean, there was a time where stuff was coming out of everything that could come out when you were changing them. And that was shocking. And it was actually quite hilarious.
They're like little snipers, aren't they?
And it really doesn't matter. Like when he kind of starts tinkling a little bit, you just put your hand there. It really doesn't matter.
I thought Kelly, it just happens sometimes. And then I'm changing Claudia's baby boy's diaper.
And,
I'm laughing and changing. She's like, you're good at that. I'm like, yeah, ha, 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 pee in the mouth. What? A baby just peed in my mouth.
And it's like they'd smirk too when they do it. Like they know.
They're proud about it.
Yeah, Kelly, yeah, gotcha.
Kelly told me that when it's your kid, you don't care.
It's true, totally true.
And I'm the last person that likes any of that kind of stuff. And you didn't care. I didn't care at all.
Yeah. There are things you're going to surprise yourself what you're willing to touch. Yeah.
Puke.
And it's just shocking. Yeah. When it's your kid, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I've gotten to where I'll just grab that diaper. It doesn't matter if it's folded up or whatever. Just grab that diaper and throw it away.
Wash your hands later. Who cares?
So the fifth thing that I've learned after being a dad for 2 weeks is I immediately stopped caring about how I looked. Immediately. Once that baby was out, I didn't care.
You got dad jeans?
Well, I mean, like, this whole 2 weeks, I've worn nothing but, like, workout clothes, and I don't even work out that much.
Mm-hmm. Did you even put any styling product in your hair
No,
at all?
None. I wore a hat forever, and I've always got my hair done. I've always got a collar on, and it's weird now to feel like I'm back in a uniform or something almost, but I remember I went to one of my mini Target runs. I looked down, I had breast milk on my shirt.
Who cares?
I didn't care. It could have been there for an hour. It could have been there for a day. I don't know. Yeah. And you know what? I didn't care at all. Didn't care at all.
I missed that.
Did you try the milk? Did you try the milk?
No, I haven't done that yet. Maybe I will.
Yeah. Number 4. Number 4.
I tried it.
So weird.
Yeah. What? You tried it in the bottle? You just want to
You didn't try it in the bottle.
What?
So the fourth thing that I've learned after being a dad for 2 weeks is, ladies, after you give birth, you need to let people help you. People want to help you. People offer to help you. Yeah. You got to let people help you. And because it's not going to last forever that people want to help
you so
much. Yeah. And my wife, you know, nothing's happened. She's been fine. But, you know, when people are over and bringing us food, she wants to entertain. She wants to keep the house straight. You know, every I just like, sit down.
Relax.
Enjoy.
Sit, let them do it.
You're already a superhero. You already pushed a kid out.
Yeah.
Sit down and relax and hang.
A human came out of your body.
Yeah. And the other thing as a side note to that is compliments go a long way after you have a kid.
Yes.
I'll compliment my wife, and she's complimented me a few times. I don't know if she meant it or not, but it meant so much to me.
Just what was the big compliment that you remember?
I mean, it was just like, this
milk on your shirt.
You warmed the bottle up. It's the perfect temperature. It's just little things like that.
I didn't know you're doing right. It's you're doing the right thing. Yeah, because you feel like
how am I going to be a parent?
Validation.
It felt so good to get those little compliments. So to all the ladies out there, compliment your man and compliment the people that are helping you.
It does make our chest puff up a little bit. Make it feel good.
The third thing that I've learned is babies make a lot of noise. Now, I knew that they cried a lot. Mm-hmm. I knew that they would yell and scream, but just when they're just sitting there, they just make noise.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's a good noise or a bad noise. I don't know.
Yeah.
And so they make a ton of noise.
Real quick, we're going to take a break. We're on number 3, right, Nick?
Yeah.
We did not get a caller.
Oh.
10 minutes are up. So we will now take caller number, what day was your son born?
The 21st.
Take caller number 21 at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we'll try to get the wrap in here.
Yeah,
we will. Ariana Chiquita is here to rap for Big Al.
She's
Mac.
Been learning all about the birds and the bees. And
yeah. Has it been awkward, Mom?
Wow.
It's been pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's good. It's very PG. Very G, yeah, actually. Yeah.
Very G. All right, Nick, so we're back to the top six things you've learned.
That's right, of being a dad for 2 weeks. So number two is the dad bod. I was really working on it pretty hardcore before I was a dad.
Yeah. Now you're focused.
It's just official now. No, I just have it. I had it before. It's just officially I have it. I got the.
You have a reason to have it now.
Yeah, and I'm cool with it. I'm proud of it.
Are
yeah.
those donuts here yet?
I think in about 10 minutes. Gonna get and then the thing that I never would have thought I would think is cute. This is number one.
Okay.
Baby toots are really cute, guys.
Aww. Yeah.
Baby toot is hilarious. It's yeah. so cute.
And
he kind of smiles after he lets little air out. It is so cute. A baby toot is really cute. Oh, and the other side note, thing that I didn't, my kid is being breastfed, and so breast milk, and so baby poop doesn't smell.
No.
Right away. It doesn't smell. I had no idea.
Not until they start eating food. Huh.
Exactly. I thought it would be really? Just a terrible experience changing diapers. And so that's really helped. I'm pretty good at changing diapers now. I can do it pretty quick and stuff because it doesn't smell at all.
Well, just real quickly, while you were saying about the lack of scrubs, our friend Deontay, mm-hmm. who used to work up here at the show, messaged me and said, scrubs are for C-sections.
Oh, that's why I had
sometimes
that.
They give you a top, but not most places. That's why you didn't get
that's
one.
Good to know.
I didn't know that either. I just, because that's the only experience I had. I assumed everybody got one.
Hmm. There you go.
That's and, why I got it.
Yeah, there you go.
The whole reason you were having a baby is for the picture and the scrub.
Right. I could look like a doctor.
Yeah.
Dr. McMexy.
But yeah, my wife, Blair, she's doing great. It's good. Awesome. It's so cool to see. You know, I've been in love with this girl for 15 years. To
your
see
story
finally,
is really cool, Nick.
To, you know, to, this is such a big moment in our life. I mean, it was so cool.
Yeah, but
it was
like,
amazing.
You worked here for 15 years, haven't you?
Right. 7 or 8.
Have you paid any attention to the dog since she brought the baby?
Man,
home?
You know, our little.
And I told you this, dog? Nick. I told you you would stop paying attention to
people
your dog.
People don't think that. No, that dog's our first baby.
What
that's
dog?
Our first
what
baby.
Dog? Oh, gosh, we have a dog. I forgot. I left him at
we
the
have a gorgeous little 4-year-old golden retriever, Samantha, uh-huh. and we love her so much. But yeah, she's gotten pushed off the side, but she's still very happy. She's cool with the baby. But every now and then she'll look at us and be like, hey, you haven't walked me in a few days. Let's
sorry about that.
Let's go for like one yeah. block
can
walk.
I go poop, please? Yeah.
Well, glad. Nick and Blair are high school sweethearts that waited until after college mm-hmm. to start their family. You guys did it right, man. You guys,
yeah, we're so happy. Family.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Yay. Happy for you. Happy for you.
Glad to have you back.
It's good to be back. Thanks, guys.
All right, Ariana, step up.
Come here.
You ready for your big break?
Ariana was sitting outside when we did First World Problems, and she called in, and she said, my first world problem is I'm sitting outside, and y'all won't come outside and take a picture with me. So we brought her inside.
Took a picture,
took
and
a
now?
Picture, and now she she's going to do the rap for Beat the Bank.
Fifth grade, right, Ariana?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Hit it.
Yay!
Woo. That's how you do it right there, Ariana.
Did better than Al, huh?
Nailed it!
She only had to practice it once, and then she did it on air, just like that.
Nailed
Dang.
It! Good right. job. Great job.
Well done, Ariana. Hi, Amy Cruz. How are you doing?
I'm really great.
That was a pretty good rap, right?
That was awesome.
That was pretty awesome. All right, you're the 21st caller to get in. That means you get to play. Lucky for you. What are you up to right now?
I am sitting in the parking lot. I'm going to be late to work now, but that's all right.
It's all good because you're going to be hopefully winning a bunch of money here. Here's how it works. We're going to put you inside the bank vault. The banker's going to be giving you dollar amounts that increase the longer you stay in there. Your only job is to yell stop when you think he's gone as high as he's going to go for your turn. Can't get up to $1,000. It did earlier, but the banker can be tricky. You never know what he's up to.
Never know.
You still have to yell stop if he says $1,000 because if you don't and the door closes, you get nothing, okay, Amy?
Okay, okay.
We don't want that because you're already late for work.
Right.
I know. I need some money now.
You need some money? We want to give you some money. So let's get right to it. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$130. $230. $300. $450. $640.
Stop.
Stop.
Good job, $640.
Right. Almost sounded like you wanted to keep going a little bit, but you said, nah, man, I'll take my $640.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe he might do it twice in a row, but I don't know. He's too tricky.
He is very tricky. Yeah. What are you going to do with $640?
You know what? I'm getting married in May, but I got Christmas coming up, too, and I've got a gamer for a kid, so...
All right. Well,
that's plenty of toys for them right there.
Little wedding stuff. All right. Right? Good deal.
All right, Amy. You got your $640. Just for fun, we want to see if you pulled out at the last second. Let's see.
Okay.
Oh! There you go.
Turns out you did, Amy.
Great.
All right.
Wow.
Great job. Great job.
I love when we get those. Hey, enjoy your $640, okay, Amy?
Thank you. It's so great to talk to you guys. You guys are so awesome.
Oh, nice so great to talk to you. Thank you for listening and calling in. Hanging in there with us. And Ariana, well done with your rap.
Well done, baby.
Straight A student, by the way, over there.
I'm from San Antonio, Texas.
You keep doing what you're doing, okay? You're awesome.
96.1.
All right, we got the Showbiz Top 5 coming up next. We will play Beat the Bank again tomorrow morning. Don't worry, there's still plenty of money to give you.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
I have a dream.
All right, you guys, we have a cool... I have a dream here.
Oh, cool.
It involves one of our former kids' kids. Actually, once you're a kid's kid, you're always a kid's kid. Right. So he's still a kid's kid in heart. But yeah, we got a letter right here. But first, we want to talk to the mom.
Okay.
Because I think they're on their way to get some treatment done. Hi, is this Misty?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Misty, how you doing? It's JC. I got Kelly and Al and Jenna here.
Hey, good morning.
We're great. How are you?
Good.
We're doing awesome. We were just calling in to check up on Ethan and see how he's been doing since the trip.
Well, he's doing good.
Yeah.
We've had a few things kind of go on the trip. That's why we were so blessed to have it when we did.
Yeah, but he's still a trooper and he's still fighting hard, right?
He is, yes.
Good.
Super, real fighter.
Well, I know the trip meant a lot to you and your son, but you guys mean a lot to other people as well. And we have a letter here that we received from somebody you may know. And we would like to read that letter for you, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Go ahead, Kelly.
You want me to do it? Okay. Dear Kid Nation, my name is Kim. I'm a home health nurse, and I wanted to tell you about a kid I took care of for a few months and see if you can make my dream of helping him come true. His name is Ethan Sparks. He was a kid's kid in 2014. He's got juvenile Huntington's disease, and it's progressing and causing him to have seizures in his sleep. Ethan knows his disease is incurable and fatal, but he doesn't let it get him down. Ethan's father, as we know from your story, what happened before. But Ethan and his mother, Misty, have been through so much together, but they stay strong. Ethan has this spark for life that inspired me and made me excited to go to work every day. This kid is caring, polite, goofy, strong, courageous, and so much more. So it is my dream to get Ethan and his mom tickets to see Luke Bryan on his Kill the Lights tour. Luke is Ethan's favorite singer. I know he would love to see the show. I wish I could buy the tickets myself, but I can't afford it. It would make me and a very deserving family so happy if you could help. And that's from Kim. I'm sure you remember her, Misty.
Yes, I do.
Good.
So apparently Ethan has a real big thing for Luke Bryan.
He does, yes.
We're going to go ahead and send you and him to his concert, okay?
Oh, wow.
It's happening on October 22nd.
Okay.
But so, wait, there's more.
Yeah, clear up the calendar for that day because also Luke Bryan himself wants to meet Ethan.
What?
And my God.
And you.
You can be there as well. And he wants to meet you guys before the show, too. So you guys are going to get meet and greet passes as well.
Oh, wow. Ethan is just going to be in heaven. He doesn't show his emotion really well, but if y'all just told him that, I can hear he is over
soon. Well, that's awesome. You guys will get the chance to do some hunting and fishing and loving every day and kicking the dust up and all the rest of the stuff.
All right, Al, you've proven you know one Luke Bryan song.
And that's the only one he knows.
Well, we want you to take lots of pictures, Misty, because we want to see how this happens. This is so exciting to meet Luke Bryan.
Y'all are amazing. The trip to Disney World was just the best thing ever, and I can't even imagine I'll do anything more. This is a blessing.
This is all thanks to that home health care nurse, Kim.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure we say thank you to her for letting us know that Ethan was such a fan. We would have had no way of knowing this.
Yes, I will.
And big thank you to Luke Bryan and his staff for making
this
happen.
That's awesome, man.
And you have a few days to come up with what you want to say to Luke Bryan upon meeting him, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Right, you guys have a blast out there, okay?
Oh, okay.
This is the Kid Credit Morning Show.